Welcome to Lesson 8 of Makharij and Sifat series. In this lesson, we'll tackle the letter Lam. Lam is one of the easier sounds in Arabic, since it is already used in many languages around the world. To pronounce this sound properly, you need to identify two articulators. First, the front edge of the tongue, which is that highlighted area. And second, the alveolar ridge. The alveolar ridge is that bony part behind your front teeth. It is also the socket in which your teeth are. So how is the lam pronounced in Arabic? You pronounce lam when the front edge of the tongue is raised and pressing against the alveolar ridge. And when we say pressing, we mean that there is no space or room for air to pass through. And as you can see, this is how much contact between the tongue and the alveolar ridge. The tongue is not spread too wide and not too narrow, specifically in the area behind these 8 teeth. So this is the contact area between the front edge of the tongue and the alveolar ridge. So if the tongue is pressing against the alveolar ridge, how will air escape to produce the sound then? Well, the breath or air will escape from around the tongue, so from both sides. And air passing through like that produces the sound of lam. L. L. Nazzalna. للكافرين قل. So this is how you pronounce the lam in every single word in Arabic, except in one word, which is the most honored word, Allah. When starting at the word Allah, lam will be pronounced slightly differently from all other words in Arabic. Specifically, it will be a full mouth lam, or as we call it in English, the dark L, as in the word luck. And pronouncing lam like that requires different movement than the previous one. So how is that sound produced? Well, the front edge of the tongue is making the exact same movement as with the other lam. So it is raised and pressing against the alveolar ridge. However, the back of the tongue, as you can see, is raised, making the tongue in kind of a concave position, which enables the sound to be full mouth. And we also notice that the epiglottis is pushing back, which also helps in making the sound fuller and darker. Al. Al. من الله والله. It is important to know that in certain cases, the honored word is pronounced with a light lam, and that happens when it is preceded by tanween or kasra, like
لله قوما لله. قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ اللَّهُ الصَّمَدُ.
There is of course more to the rules of lam in the word Allah than that, which is explained in full in this lesson. So check it out if you need to refresh your memory. Now, what kind of common mistakes should we avoid with lam? The first common mistake is the whistling lam. The whistling lam is producing the lam from either sides of the tongue. And when that happens, the makhraj becomes much tighter than it should, which causes a faint whistling sound to come out along with the sound of lam. And the mistake sounds like this.
Al-layl.
And the solution is to press the front edge of the tongue in the proper spot allowing air to escape from both sides of the tongue.
Al-layl.
The second mistake is pronouncing lam as full mouth when surrounded by full mouth letters. So they basically fail to switch between full mouth and empty mouth and then back to full mouth. Like in this word,
خلق.
So the kha and qaf are full mouth and the lam should be empty mouth. So you should switch from full to empty and then back to full.
خلق. خلق.
Sometimes when it is also preceded by a full mouth letter like this word, it can cause the same problem.
ظلم. ظلم.
And it should be
ظلم. ظلم.
The third mistake is assimilating lam into noon. And this happens when lam is followed by noon. And the mistake sounds like this.
جعلنا أنزلنا.
And this happens because the lam and noon are pronounced from two spots that are very close to each other. But you should definitely pronounce the lam clearly and with izhar before moving on to the noon.
جعلنا أنزلنا.
The last mistake is elongating the lam when it has shadda. There is no position in the Quran where you should elongate or extend the lam. But some learners tend to mistakenly extend the lam to show the shadda. But that is of course a mistake, and it sounds like this.
وللضالين.
So here the lam was extended needlessly, while it should not be extended. The shadda means duplicating the sound, not extending it. So duplicating the lam is
الضالين. وللضالين.
Without extending the lam whatsoever. So this was the last common mistake related to the letter lam. If you know or you've heard any other common mistakes for lam or other sounds, let me know in the comments below so that I can compile them in one lesson and discuss them in detail, insha'Allah. Thanks for watching. If you want to start reading and understanding the Quran in Arabic, then you should start your journey right here. And don't forget to check out my latest book, which goes perfectly with this free course. I'll leave the links for all of them in the description, so check them out. Thanks for watching, and I'll see you next time.